This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. To quote a little Shakespeare by way of setting up this next story, 'tis no sin for a man to labor in his vocation. Falstaff, Henry IV, part one for the scholars among you. Setting aside that Falstaff was talking about thievery there, Shakespeare almost certainly was not taking into consideration whether the person doing the labor was an employee. The National Labor Relations Board is set to propose a rule that says graduate students at private colleges who work on campus, often as researchers or teaching assistants, that they are not, in fact, employees, including the ones teaching the bard. And that is even though a lot of the work that graduate students do is only loosely related to their field of study, their vocation, if you will. Marketplace's Ben Bradford looks at whence that decision came.
Rithika Ramamurthy is a fifth-year English PhD student at Brown University who researches 19th-century novels, but she says she has to teach literature centuries removed from her studies.
I am assigned without my input or my consent to a professor that needs a teaching assistant.
She says that makes her both a student and an employee, deserving of a contract and worker protections. University of Oregon laborer professor Gordon Lafer agrees. He says universities have grown increasingly reliant on grad students, to their detriment.
While in graduate school, they are the cheap labor force, and when they graduate, they discover that there's no jobs because the tenure-track jobs have been replaced by grad students and adjuncts.
But university administrations say the teaching and research are part of the education. Labor attorney Shannon Farmer works with colleges and universities.
It is so intertwined in their experience as a graduate student, as preparing them, you know, to get their PhDs, whether they plan on going into industry, whether they plan on going into academics.
That's the Labor Relations Board's justification for its new proposed rule, that grad students aren't employees. But this will be the fourth time the board has changed that determination since 2000. Based on who's in the White House. With the U.S. approaching another election year, Farmer says the Labor Board's proposing a rule that would take more effort to repeal. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.